News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, all this week we've been putting Eurovision fans to the test and they gave it their all. Today we're going to find out who is Ireland's biggest Eurovision fan and who better to crown the winner of our quiz than Ireland's own Eurovision royalty, Paul Harrington, the rock and roll kid himself. Paul, just before we get to the quiz, really briefly, we haven't made it to the semi-final again, or to the final again.
Yeah.
Where are we going wrong in relation to Eurovision, do you think?
It has to be good enough. That wasn't good enough. Unfortunately, it was the best on the night. I remember watching it on the Late Late Show. There was six or whatever it was. You know, okay, we don't have the National Song Contest anymore. Just wasn't good enough. I remember I picked it immediately. I said, that's the winner. But it's not going to get through.
No, that won't get through. Okay, you might have a solution. We'll come back to that a little bit later.
Yeah.
To remind you, today's winner of the contest will receive a two-night stay at the five-star Lyra Estate in Kilkenny in a signature suite with cocktails on arrival, dinner in the new restaurant Eden and one night of spa treatment each, afternoon tea in one of the original drawing rooms in the manor house and laser clay shooting for two people. Lyra Estate, the welcoming and elegant five-star countryside resort, is a must-visit this summer. Find out more by visiting lyra.com. Now, let's introduce today's contestants. We have... Well, a man who needs no introduction at this stage, Daniel Ryan in Meath. Morning, Daniel. You've been champion since Tuesday. You're hanging in there brilliantly.
Stop now.
No, don't stop now, Daniel. That's what we're saying. Keep going. Brilliant. And we're also joined by today's new contestant, Jimmy Kempson. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Shane, how are you?
Good. Are you a big Eurovision fan? How deep is your love?
I'm following it since I was a small child, and I'm not very young anymore. So that's basically how long I've been.
But you know all kinds of everything about it.
Oh, very good.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And what is another year after all, Jimmy? Okay, guys, we better get down to it as the clock is against us. So we have three questions. One is an audio question for each contestant. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. There's a tiebreaker in the event you both remain deadlocked after the quiz, and for the tiebreaker question, it's the first to answer. But look, we'll get to that if we reach that point. So we are starting with question one to you, Daniel, exclusively to you. The youngest ever Eurovision winner was Sandra Kim from Belgium. How old was she when she won?
She was 13 years old when she won in 1986.
Oh, Daniel. Unbelievable.
This guy's on fire.
He's really on fire.
I've been listening all week.
Yeah.
There's no making your mind up when it comes to asking Daniel questions.
Very good.
I don't know where these are coming from, to be honest, because I am not someone who knows about the Eurovision.
Congratulations.
This question is for you, Jimmy, and exclusively for you. What year was the first year of Eurovision to feature no songs in French? We need an answer. Take a guess.
I don't know. Take a guess. It's probably quite recent. So say 2011.
Almost a kind of a multiple of it, 2022. So that puts us at 1-0 currently, but it's still all to play for. Daniel.
Daniel, your second question, again, exclusively to you, Daniel. Which nation is the only African country to have competed in Eurovision?
Morocco. They participated once in 1980.
I didn't need the 1980 bit, but you're absolutely right, of course. Brilliant.
And what
stuff.
Were they wearing?
Well done, Daniel. Okay, that's two for you. Two out of two for you, Daniel.
Jimmy, stay in the game. This is your question.
I knew the answer to both of Daniel's questions.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? That's hard. Okay.
Try this.
Yeah. You might know this one. What country has finished last the most time in the Eurovision Grand Final?
Okay.
Say that again, sorry.
Norway.
That is correct.
Norway, nil point. Wasn't that the refrain for
nil
many years?
Nil point, yeah.
Okay, very, very, very good.
Jimmy, so you've kept it alive. The score is 2-1. So, Daniel, I mean, this actually, to win it, this is like a penalty shootout. If this goes in, it's all over. It is a musical question, and we're going to play a bit of audio, I should say. Which country finished last place in the 2003 final with this number?
You bring the sunshine.
the UK.
Daniel, fantastic. Jimmy, I'm sorry, we won't ask the last question because it's done.
But don't put me through it.
No, we won't put you through it. Jimmy, you've been a great sport. Thank you so much.
You are just up against a machine. You are a vision machine. But thank you, Jimmy,
Daniel,
for taking part.
I think you only got one question wrong across the 4 days, I think, from memory. That is extraordinary. Well done.
Yeah, I have too much free time in my hands up here.
Yeah, but at least you're using it wisely.
But you are
exactly.
Our Eurovision king. You are winning that fantastic trip to Lyrat, signature cocktails, dinners, beautiful things, all wonderful stuff, all the thanks to Lyrat. And you can check it out at lyrat.ie. But we are.
And you're going to be crowned by
royalty.
Royalty.
Oh, I tell you, listen, we've made our mind up, haven't we?
Yeah.
He's the winner. And there's a Eurovision winner here as well, available to travel with you. Hello?
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Daniel?
You don't need to bring Paul. We should just say.
Listen, he's only going away for a little piece.
Daniel, oh, very good. Listen, Daniel, a few bars of rock and roll, kids. What do you think?
Oh, yes.
From you?
Yes. Go on, Daniel, you can do it. We'll all join in.
We were the rock and roll kids.
Very nice.
And rock and roll was all we did.
And what year?
Listen to the songs on the radio.
And what year was that?
I was yours and you were mine.
1994. They won with 226 points. They got 8 sets of 12 points.
That's fantastic. It was the highest points ever. And also, we were the oldest.
Okay, Paul,
duo
we're going to ask you
ever.
To officially do the honours.
Okay, Daniel, congratulations. You are officially
the
News
King.
Talk Breakfast Eurovision Queen. Tin. King. Queen. What did I say?
King.
That'll do.
Oh my God.
Either.
Thank
it's
you.
All good.
It's the times we live in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen, fair play to you.
Daniel, we're delighted.
You're an absolute star, and thanks for playing along. It was really great fun. And enjoy your weekend in the Lyrat Hotel.
Well done, Daniel. You were an absolute diamond.
Paul, just before we go, you promised us a solution to Ireland's Eurovision famine.
Well, I didn't. Nicky Byrne actually promised it because he has a new podcast out with Johnny Logan, who says that he has a song half written that he believes if he goes in again with this song, it'll win.
So bring back Johnny.
Bring back Johnny.
Oh, it couldn't
four
happen.
Times winner, Johnny Logan. You heard it here first.
And that'd be amazing.
I'm excited about this.
Me too.
My favourite, no disrespect to Paul, because Rock and Roll Kids is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But my favourite song of all time is Hold Me Now.
As is mine.
Yeah, amazing song.
It is. I love it. It's incredible.
Okay. Paul, thanks for coming
I'm overwhelmed,
in to
Johnny, be honest.
Johnny Logan, if you're listening, your country needs you. Badly.
Yeah. Shane's doing the whole pointing at the camera thing now.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.